Would the ATF spy on gun owners at the Gun Owners of America's first ever convention here in Knoxville, Tennessee? Wait till you see this. Guys and gals, if you think the ATF is a bunch of ass clowns and should be removed, they should just be abolished, then subscribe to the channel down below, hit the like button so that more people see this and learn about what possibly happened. Before I jump into this, because this is interesting, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, that's Sonoran Desert Institute. With more than 350 million firearms in the U.S., the time's never been better to learn how to be a gunsmith. SDI offers online firearms technology education, and their hands-on labs and materials are shipped right to your door. They're accredited. Course topics range from AR and 1911 armorers courses to shooting sports management, ballistic gunsmithing, and much more. Get your education and turn your passion for firearms into a successful career. Visit sdi.edu/gng to get started today. And even Mr. Guns and Gear did a poll on people who actually attended SDI, and a vast majority said that it was beneficial and they're glad they did it. Let's jump into this one. So, coming through last weekend, where Gun Owners of America had their first ever convention in Knoxville, Tennessee, called GOALS, G-O-A-L-S, the Gun Owners Advocacy and Leadership Summit. It was phenomenal. It's like no other convention I've ever been to. So with that being said, the anti-gunners were secretly in the crowd as well. We know of at least four hit pieces that came out during the convention. Mr. Guns and Gear was hit by CNN. Johnny B was hit by The Trace. And even I got dinged by Rolling Stone and Raw Story. So they were there. They hate us, everything about us, especially with their convention starting. They were looking for fodder. Well, Gun Owners of America's attorney, my buddy Rob Olson, sent a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information Act request, to the ATF to see how many of them were hiding in the crowd as well. Here is the FOIA request that they sent yesterday. You can see it's regarding ATF personnel attending the GOALS, a GOA event. It says, we represent Gun Owners of America and Gun Owners Foundation and submit this Freedom of Information Act request on their behalf to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. We'll go down to record request. On August 15th through 18th, 2024, Gun Owners of America held its first annual event, GOALS, located in Knoxville, Tennessee. During this time, a number of activities were held, including a range day on August 15th, 24, a media-only event on August 16th, 24, and a main event on August 17th and 18th, 24, which included dozens of speakers, approximately 200 vendors, and thousands of attendees. With that background, we seek the following records. Records of any ATF personnel, including informants, attending or present at any of the GOALS events or activities in an official capacity, whether undercover or otherwise, to include records of assignments, orders, instructions, travel, per diem, reports of investigation, audio recordings made during any of the GOALS events, body cam, drone, or other surveillance video footage recorded, notes, tracking of attendees or others performed by ATF during or after the events, including use of facial recognition software and interception of communications, and any other ATF records related to GOALS. Wow. I mean, I haven't even called Rob this morning, but if he's doing this, I know he is. He's based in what he is looking for. Do you think the ATF would stoop to that level? Well, I do. I do. What say you? Did you go to GOALS? Did you see any chicanery afoot? I'm just saying that because of those four hit pieces that came out during the event, it would not surprise me in the least if the clowns, the scumbags over at ATF who look to infringe on our Constitution, like their job is to infringe on the Constitution. I don't know how they wake up and look themselves in the mirror, but it would not surprise me if that group of tyrants, wannabe kings, were present looking to garner fodder any way they can. Guys and gals, smash that like button so more people see this. Subscribe to Guns and Gadgets if you want to stay in the know, and I'll see you on the next one. Doesn't surprise me one bit. Take care.